This is Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We have on the phone Tiffany Burns, who's an organizer for Gold Star Families for Peace and also Code Pink. And Tiffany is at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi, Scott.
How are things going down there?
Things are actually going along really, really well. Spent the last week out here building up the camp and, you know, really giving life to a permanent home for Camp Casey. So it's grown from just being a plot of dirt to this amazing space with the tents and crosses, and we're building a memorial on Thursday for Iraqi children and women that have been killed in the war. It's really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you've been there since, I think, Cindy and others returned there on, and perhaps you, on the 6th of August.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of people are wondering and concerned that it was a few days ago that Cindy went into the hospital for probably heat exhaustion, not to mention
Right. Exhaustion
in general. How is Cindy doing?
She's out of the hospital. She was released on Sunday, and she's doing a lot better. We still don't know quite what the cause was, and won't get anything back from the doctor for a few days, but her spirits are good, and she's resting and recuperating, and has been, you know, popping in camp at least once a day just to kind of check on everything and be there in spirit as much as possible. So she's definitely looking forward to coming back.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Obviously, there's lots of people, not only in this country, but around the world that are concerned. I know Cindy had just returned from a trip to Jordan, so I know I wouldn't
Right. Be
surprised if it was just exhaustion in general.
Right. She's
in her, I don't know if she has ended her fast now, but at that point she was...
She did end the fast.
Okay.
She did 37 days of the fast, and while she was fasting, she was, you know, continuing to work, so she was traveling quite a bit. She did two international trips, including a trip to Italy, and then just before she came to Crawford, she went to Jordan, and then reached Crawford, where it's like 105 degrees every day in the shade. So I think it was just a combination of that and, you know, the heat, the travel, the fast, and then, you know, whatever else just kind of naturally happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that in a couple of days you're planning to build a memorial for Iraqi children and women
Right. Killed
in the war. Tell us more about that, but also any other plans that are coming up here for Camp Casey.
Sure. Well, Cindy actually announced last week from the Veterans for Peace Conference in Seattle that she intended to use the land as a sanctuary space for war resistors or troops and their families who were interested in getting more information about their options and their right to not fight in Bush's illegal war. And so the continued plans for the summer are to do activities around that. So we've been having teach-ins, and we'll continue to have, you know, we have spokespeople out here for the GI Rights Hotline. This weekend we'll be actually having some veterans in that are with the Iraq Vets Against the War. And, you know, in addition to heading out to the checkpoint whenever Bush is in town, you know, and asking just in case maybe, you know, they change their mind, that he'd be willing to meet with Cindy and answer her question.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of activity happening through September 2nd, and on Thursday, one of the spaces, especially since we have this permanent land, which is really, really great, we've decided that right across from the area where they've set up a memorial, Arlington West crosses, we're doing a space for Iraqi children and women, so it'll be a peace garden.
Mm-hmm.
With flowers, and then around it, we're encouraging people to mail children's shoes to the Crawford Peace House, or they can also make a donation at the Code Pink website, which is just codepinkalert.org. And we're starting a garden and, you know, building a memorial, and hopefully it's not going to get that big, but we want something to be there to represent the lives that have been lost.
Mm-hmm. So you said you're running Camp Casey through September 2nd.
Right.
And then some folks are shifting back to Washington, D.C., is that right?
Right.
Okay.
And so some people will be heading out and moving to Camp Democracy, which will be happening in D.C.
So what? About how many folks are there right now? And I'd also like to ask you, so far with this, just a little over a week from this edition of Camp Casey, I guess you're calling it Camp Casey 3, is that right? What are some highlights for you?
Well, we've had about 100 people come in and out. You know, every day more people show up. During the week, it's been a little slower. Initially, we didn't intend to be out here until September 16th. So this is really our kind of big opening weekend. But we found out, August 16th, it was supposed to be the opening weekend of Camp Casey. But we found out that Bush was going to be here from the 2nd until the 14th. And so plans shifted up quite a bit, and we headed to Crawford. So I arrived the same day that Cindy arrived. And, you know, one of the most striking things, when we were here the very first day, we marched up to the checkpoint from the spot where they started last year. And it's about 2.5 miles. And as we were walking along, there was a mom walking with us, and we were just talking, and she had a picture of her son. She's holding a poster. It's a beautiful poster of her son. And she said that she was out here last year at Camp Casey with Cindy, and her son was in Iraq, and he was actually in the military at that time, and in November he was killed. And she said, you know, I never would have imagined that I would be coming back this year as the mother of a troop that had died. And I just can't tell you how profound that was as we were walking up to the front, you know, of the checkpoint with Cindy, you know, there in the front, marching along, and there's this mom that says, you know, I was here last year when my son was alive. It's definitely, you know, just, you don't need any more inspiration than that to maintain the vigil.
Wow, so last year she was there, obviously, partially, if not mainly,
right,
to hope that her son would not be killed in this illegal war, and then it turns
right
out now she's there to hopefully memorialize him, but also to hope beyond hope that no other mothers and fathers, sons or daughters will be killed there. But
absolutely.
Wow. Well, you are an organizer for Gold Star Families for Peace and Code Pink. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? What brings you to this and how you got involved in Code Pink and Gold Star Families?
You know, I actually worked at a transitional housing facility for homeless veterans for the last 4 years before I started working full-time for Code Pink last year. And so I am, you know, after watching vets come in and seeing just the correlation between, you know, military service and especially combat service, and then, you know, what that really does to somebody, I felt like it wasn't enough to be working at an organization that treated them when they got home. I wanted to stop, you know, troops from being sent over there, especially because I'm, you know, I come from a military family. My dad was in Vietnam and then got out, but rejoined the Navy and wasn't until I was in high school when he retired. And so I feel, you know, a really strong connection with other military families and have a lot of empathy for what they're going through right now. And so I just, you know, ended up in Crawford last summer and have kind of, you know, it's taken me in a whole new direction, but it's been really amazing.
Yeah, well, you're doing great work, and we all appreciate it. Is there, what would you say to folks, what are the things that are most needed by folks, aside from, of course, encouraging anybody that can make it down there to join Camp Casey, what are some other ways that folks can help out?
Well, you know, if they can come, we have a lot of activities happening for the next couple of weeks. If they're not able to make it, they can definitely, you know, any financial support is always welcomed. This is a total volunteer operation, and so everything that's happening here is just by these amazing people that have kind of showed up and made offerings. People can make a donation. They go to campkc3.org.
Okay.
And that will go to directly fund the activities that are happening down here for the rest of the summer.
Okay.
You know, continued actions.
Is there some kind of, like, scholarship fund or something? Anybody trying to raise money to help send some folks that need to be there but can't maybe afford to make the trip?
Well, you know, our main focus right now, especially is if there are military families or war resistors that are wanting to be here, there definitely, you know, is support there, and we want to bring as many troops and families possible here. And so if that's something that they would be interested in, they can find contact information for Gold Star Families for Peace, and they are providing support for that. If they go to GSFP, like Gold Star Families for Peace, .org.
Okay. Well, perhaps that's something on a community-community basis. If a community could get together and decide to send one or two folks themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay. Anything else you'd like to share with folks before we cut this off?
I would just say that, you know, the other really striking thing that has happened since last summer, almost 800 troops have been killed, you know, and that's pretty amazing. When we've been putting together a memorial, and just 800 crosses alone to signify that was, like, you know, really significant to know how important it is to continue to have not only a presence in Crawford, but everywhere that Bush is, to pressure the government, you know, the U.S. government, to take, you know, actions to get our troops out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we need to be out of there now. We need to be out of there yesterday. We can't continue to let this happen. And so if you can't be with us here in Crawford, you need to take action in your community to do something.
Okay, and there's plenty of opportunities coming up. That's one
Absolutely.
Of the...
People can get involved. You know, the websites that I mentioned were Gold Star Families for Peace, GSFP.org. They can also go to CodePinkAlert.org. And if they're specifically interested in joining us here at Camp Casey, they can go to CampCasey3.org.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, as I said, we appreciate your effort, the time and energy you're putting into this, and spending a little bit of time with us here so we can alert the folks in our local community and on the internet. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Yeah, have a great time. Is it? Hope you'll get some kind of cooling trend down there, and it'll drop to maybe 103 or something.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Every degree counts.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Tiffany Burns, organizer for Gold Star Families for Peace and Code Pink. She is currently at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. For more information or ways to get involved or ways to donate, please go to CodePinkAlert.org or GSFP.org for Gold Star Families for Peace, their website. If you are interested in perhaps going to Camp Casey or giving donations to help them keep functioning down there, go to CampCasey3.org.